Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels today, Luke chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed him. Jesus never asks anyone to follow him blindly. Before he calls us to follow him, he provides proof. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. You know, Jesus never asked anyone to follow him blindly. Before he calls us to follow him, he provides proof. Faith is the confidence, Hebrews says, in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Now, where does that confidence and assurance come from? Well, I believe it comes from divine proof. God proved himself to rebellious Paul when his name was still Saul and he was headed to Damascus to persecute Christians. The blinding light and the voice from heaven, well, that was proof. God had promised Abraham he would be the father of a great nation, but he and Sarah were old and had no children. Then a miraculous pregnancy, proof. Moses was a reluctant leader. "Send someone else to do your work," was his mantra until God proved himself when he turned Moses' staff into a snake and then back into a staff, produced plagues on Egypt, opened the Red Sea and closed it in on the Egyptian army, and then sent manna from heaven. What's all that? That's proof. Joshua was stuck on the wrong side of the Promised Land until God opened up the Jordan River. Then he caused the walls of Jericho to come crashing down. Powerful proof. Would Simon Peter, would James and John have left everything if not for the miraculous catch of fish we read about in today's passage? You see, Jesus always provides the proof. I believe that Jesus has great things for you. Keep your eyes open for the proof. Father, help me keep my eyes open for the proof of who you are, and then give me the courage to follow hard after you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, if you'd like prayer, please give us an email at prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org. We would love to pray for you.